but instead, he took out his cell phone and called his mother to tell her how much he loved her. I held my breath to keep from crying, and after he hung up, I said, "See, Father, I knew you'd get something out of this course. Aren't you glad I didn't let you leave?" As I continued congratulating my father on his breakthrough, I felt this nagging presence in my pant leg. But because I was so focused on saying the right thing to my father, I wasn't fully paying attention to the fact that this thing, whatever it was, had started inching its way down my leg. But a minute or so later, in the middle of my trying to sound brilliant, my underwear fell out of my pant leg and was lying face up, right on the floor, in the center of this crowded conference hall. I shrieked immediately and swooped down to pick them up and then shoved them right in my purse. My father's eyes got real wide.
"Were those your undies?"
he asked. I was laughing like a hyena, so embarrassed, and explained that we'd gotten home so late the night before that I'd taken off my underwear along with my pants and forgot when I put them back on that morning. I was mortified that something so private had been exposed against my will. And then, in between laughter, I started crying.
"What is going on with you?" my father asked.
And when he put his hand on my shoulder to console me, I cried even harder.
"Well, I just really wanted you to take this seminar with me because..."
"Why, honey?"
"Because, well, really, I'm just like all these dumb people here who've been trying their whole lives to get their father's approval."
"My approval?"
he asked, as if this were shocking news to him. I nodded.
"But that doesn't make sense. You've always been so independent."
"Well, I especially wanted you to think so you'd be proud of me."
"But I've always been proud of you, honey."
"You have?"
"And I've always found you so interesting."
"But that doesn't make sense, because every time I tried to share myself with you, you'd snore."
"I'm sorry, honey," he said. "I was just so tired, and things were so difficult back then. But I was always proud of you, even if I wasn't able to show it."
That night on the drive home, my father and I saw a shooting star sizzle across the night sky. I don't think I ever heard my father so excited.
"Look at that, Jess! I just saw a shooting star!"
I wasn't as impressed as he was, only because it seems every time I look up, I see one. But my father, he said he'd never seen one before. "Oh, I'm sure stars have been shooting around you for years," I said. "You probably just never noticed."
"Maybe kind of like how you never noticed how proud I've been of you all this time."
Yes, that weekend was a turning point in our relationship for sure. But even so, it's not like things are perfect. My father still says things that make me want to cry. Like when he calls me up to say he heard someone on the radio that sounded just like me, only isn't it too bad that it wasn't. Or the time he came to my apartment in Yonkers after I'd spent hours fixing it up and he said,
"Oh, I just hope one day you'll be able to afford a nice place with an underground parking garage."
But I know now that he says these things because they're the things he values and he wants me to have them. And I try to understand this before I react, because I realize now that reactions are the most contagious of all viruses. They set off chains of other reactions, and pretty soon everyone's suffering needlessly, and we wind up having to have a drink or take a pill or fall asleep just to avoid dealing with the moment we're in. And pretty soon the whole world needs therapy, even the therapist.
Should give it a try. Imagine if you had a name. And hey, it's Chriso. And we just heard Mitch Friedman and Andy Bernstein doing Sing Anyway, which was an extra bonus song from Purple Burt, and that was from 2005. And love that song so much. It can just stick to your head and play over and over and over as an earworm. Love it. Jessica Kane gave us Rip Van Winkle from Straining to Parallel Park in an Empty Field from 2010. We heard Something New from Lorraine and Pet Rock. And Rose Murphy, the Chi-Chi Girl, gave us Baby Baby, 1948. The Connecticut Twins Orchestra, Yakotakara, is what they say. It could either mean, oh, what a car, or what kind of car is that? And that's from a polka record from sometime in the 1960s on Stella Records. Alexander Skip Spence and gave us Lawrence of Euphoria from Or. We hear the Jaunties give us Caffeine Jam. That's a triple 7-inch release from 1993 on Stomach Ache Records. And we started off that set with The Pastels and Truck Train Tractor from 1986. And now the freeform roller coaster moves on and hopefully won't give you a crick in the neck. Stay tuned.
Thank you. the things I love. I paint a portrait of a dream, the girl I'm thinking of. I'd make her eyes like summer skies, her lips a red, red rose. I'd use the petals for her cheeks and the dewdrops for her nose. If I were an artist, I'd paint a field of green. In that field I'd build a house beside a rippling stream. And every night I'd paint the stars shining high above. Then I'd take my magic brush and I'd fill the house with love. If I were an artist, yes, that's what I would do. I'd paint a portrait.
To the greatest record producer of all time, Mr. Big John Gooley. Big John Gooley is sitting in the studio. He says to the engineer, "Engineer, is that tape rolling?" "Yes, Mr. Gooley, that tape's rolling." He'd say, "Engineer, is the band playing?" And the engineer would say, "You deaf wanker, I tell you every time the band's playing, what do you think that noise in the background is?" And Mr. Gooley had said, "Okay, I'm ready to rock and roll." Guess we haven't heard a lot of Big John since he got his penis caught in a 24-track recording machine in Dallas in 1957. We loved you, Big John. We thank you for giving us stereo, as you know. If you got a Walkman, watch out. Left, right, 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 left. Let's rock and roll!
Rock and roll! is here. Scales and brief beneath me in sleep. Majestic and eastern, the places she leaves me.
Oh,
and all things lead to Del Shannon. Yes, that was Del Shannon from the Home and Away album, which was produced by Andrew Luke Oldham. Back in 1967, they tried to release a few singles. They never really took off, and they just abandoned that album. Sadly, it finally came out long after Del was gone, and there was a remastered version right there of the song Easy to Say, Easy to Do. Once again, from Home and Away. And right before that was a bizarre little thing from Squeeze. I haven't heard that in decades. It's Sweets from Five Strangers, which is the B-side to the 12-inch single of Last Time Forever from 1985 from the Così Fan Tutti release period. And that was five one-minute pieces by each member of the band at the time. We heard Jules Holland, Rock and Roll That's, Gilson Lavis doing Proxy Rock. We heard Chris Stifford's The Practicing Clarinet, Glenn Tilbrook, Spidey Goes to Tobago, and Keith Wilkinson at the end there with Who Wants to Be a Legionnaire. And before that was the great Floyd Kramer and the B-side from his biggest hit, Last Date. And that song was called Sweetie Baby from 1960. Bob Moline, right before that, If I Were an Artist from 1964 on Current Records. Don't have much information about him. Jackie Gleason from The Now Sound for Today's Lovers on Capitol Records, 1968. Two Different Worlds, and I own a copy of that on a pre-recorded reel-to-reel tape, but that wasn't that. Matt Berry, just before Jackie Gleason, and Top Brass, the latest offering from Acid Jazz, and in fact, it's actually a collaboration between KPM Library Music and Acid Jazz. And we started off with Skist. Skist is Haruno Ito and Sam Bennett, husband and wife team, and the song is called Slow Wave Sleep, and the album was Ellipsis from Polarity Records, and that was recorded in 2002 and then made it onto Bandcamp in 2020. You can get it at the link on the playlist. And this is Chris O. We have about a half an hour approximately left to the freeform roller coaster before it flies off into the coast, the coastal waters. And so we're going to just cram in some music. So stick around for a little bit.
Good. fattivi magoni, motivi del signori, ne riesco sempre che sti. Vev mau e mi assetto da tobo un cor, ve tua causa tu zi. Vev jedna Rebeka, zamyśleniu czeka, aż ty jedziesz po nią sam. I zabierzesz ją jako żonę swą, ten do pałacu bram. Ten krzyk, ten gwałt, ten cud, tak sobie wyobraża Boże mój. Na rynku cały lud, a na niej błyszczy biały, weselny strój. Ty wymarzony, o ty wytęskniony, cóż ci serca tyle daj. To Rebeka biedna, lecz to jest ten, co całe życie trwa. Thank you.
And this is Chris O, wrapping the thing that we call the freeform roller coaster up into a little package with a ribbon on top. We heard the Skids, Into the Valley. And before that was Astrid Quay and the Caterpillar, a sublime cover version from 2008, and that appeared on a tribute to The Cure called Perfect as Cats. And we heard Adam Aston and Rebecca, a 1932-78 from Poland on Sirena Electro Records. And then we heard McDonald and Giles at the top of the set, Suite in C, from their 1970 album on Island Records. Thank you very much for being with me here this Saturday on the Freeform Roller Coaster with me, Chris O. I'll see you next Tuesday on The Wiggle Room. And I will be back next Saturday, as usual, from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Stay tuned for Don Bowles and Wired Up coming up. And for the last song, I'm going to leave you with something from Golems of the Red Planet. And this is a song called Hutriel. And that was a project from about a year or so ago where they took the music of John Zorn and made it into a surf rock EP, and I think you'll enjoy it. So stick around on Sheena's Jungle Room stream. We've got a lot of pleasurable things for you, and love you all. Please take care. Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right.
Woo! Oh, man, that hurt.
Yeah. Welcome to Wired Up.
Here on WFMU.
I'm Nobby No-No, Noah Wallace.
I'm Kitten Sparkles, a.k.a. Don Bowles, to you.
We got some rad records. Some 45 RPM singles from the 70s.
Yes.
Sometimes the 60s. Sometimes the early 80s.
The golden age of recording.
Mostly the 70s. Mostly glam. Some bonehead crunchers, some bubblegum.
Some power pop.
Maybe a power pop here and there.
Yeah, I was going to throw that records track on today.
Ah.
Been threatening to for the last couple weeks, but today is the day.
I saw them play at the Redwood once.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah. It was good.
And it takes some discipline to be power pop. Hey, speaking of which, here's Kenny with the bump.
Woo.